from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now back to more of the Steakhouse.
Cool. Yes, yes, yes.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, thanks so much for being with us. He is the program manager. He's a manager. He's also the voice of Atlanta United, voice of the Atlanta Hawks. He's Mike Conti, and he joins us here. And probably not to talk a lot of basketball because I'm going to try to stay on point here. But we are a few weeks away from the number one pick in the draft, so that's a thing as well, right?
I heard you going into break. It's surreal. Like last night, ABC announces they're going to carry the first round of the NBA draft in prime time.
Wow.
That's a three-hour national
infomercial. Have they never done that?
About the Hawks. I don't think ABC's done it before.
Well, guess what happened when the NBA's new deals were up? Somebody over there named Jimmy Pitaro at ESPN or somebody goes, hey, how'd you like to be treated like the NFL and we
exactly.
put your draft in prime time?
Yeah.
That's how, and Peacock will do the same, which is people are wondering, why did TNT lose the NBA or why are they losing it? Because people like Disney, ABC, and Comcast, you know, Xfinity, massive companies are putting huge deals in front of the NBA.
Yeah.
And the NBA is like, yes, please.
Sunday Night Football goes right into Sunday Night NBA. At the All-Star break. And think about the exposure
that's
of the NBA.
Crazy.
The biggest night of the week in prime time. And they're going to get...
They're going to get Sunday night
Sunday
NBA.
Sunday night NBA
in the
on NBC in the regular season stage.
Oh, my
stage.
Gosh. Yeah, that just tells you about all the studying done about the demographics and the growth of the sport and internationally and all the things the NBA. But whatever. We got the number one pick. It's never happened in the history of the franchise. We are the home of the Atlanta Hawks. Tons of optimism. We're home of... Well, tons of optimism. Tons of excitement, okay? Atlanta Falcons, tons of optimism. Absolutely. Sandra, you were talking about, you know, I've never heard you as excited as watching the stuff from yesterday. So,
and I drink the Kool-Aid, I raise my hand, but when you see Kirk Cousins thread the needle to a Kyle Pitts, and there is, I mean, the burst from him, I have never seen that.
Listen, that Bijan Robinson quote
about
they want to use me like Christian McCaffrey, who is about the most spectacular player in the NFL right now. So we are the home of the Falcons as well. And then as passionate a fan base as exists in the entire city, Atlanta United, who really, and I want to use this chance a little bit to get perspective, which you're so good at. The Atlanta United fan has not been treated well over the last numerous seasons. And I say not treated well. It's been a tough run rooting for this team of late. It started like a rocket ship to the moon, and boy, has it leveled off last few seasons.
Leveled off might be putting it kindly.
Well,
you could even say they've nosedived over the last five seasons. And you're right, Atlanta United has a very passionate fan base that demands more and expects better. Quite frankly, I'd say Atlanta United's fan base probably more demanding than Braves fans, Falcons fans, Hawks fans. It really reminds me more of a Boston, Philadelphia, New York type of attitude where it's a very, very expectant, demanding, passionate fan base. All that's really good, by the way. I mean, it's
awesome.
It's way better than apathetic or
so what has the
carpe diem?
What is the gist of their where is their venom been directed? Is it the guy that got fired yesterday? Where is the biggest frustration lie?
Yeah,
who are they pointing fingers at?
I think most recently, yes, the coach, Gonzalo Pineda, who was fired yesterday, has probably gotten most of the fingers pointed in his direction because I think there's a general belief stake that the Atlanta United roster is good enough to be competing for
Top four in the East.
Top four in the East, at least, maybe even more than that. And they got off to a really good start. I mean, they showed their quality in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season when they had a couple blowout wins at home. Now, it turns out, I think maybe that was a little bit of fool's gold. You look at the teams they beat early in the season, those are the teams that aren't very good, actually. New England, Chicago, Orlando, they're just not very good. So that might have been a little bit of fool's gold. But I think the prevailing thought stake over the last maybe 2-3 months is that Atlanta United has a good roster. The coach is not getting output from that roster, therefore it's the coach's fault. I think the roster has underachieved. I don't think it's been a tactical issue. I don't think it's been a lineup issue. They have had some injury problems, which has affected depth. Again, kind of out of the control of the coach a little bit. I just think it's an underachieving team, probably the most underachieving team that I've seen in my 7 years doing Atlanta United.
Do you think Gonzalo Pineda knew after the Inter-Miami win over Lionel Messi that the window on his coaching career here was still tiny if they didn't win at home against Charlotte in a national game with 60,000 folks?
Yeah.
I mean, you're around him enough, and I don't know how much, you know, we've been around a lot of coaches that have been fired, so I'm wondering if he understood that what was at stake for that, because immediately you and G were like, yeah, that's going to pretty much close the door on that whole deal right there.
I think he knew his seat was hot. I think the Miami win probably did buy him the opportunity.
For five more days.
Well, but now if they had beaten Charlotte.
Right.
Run two in a row and you're starting a run, maybe yesterday's decision does not happen. I do think Garth Lagerwey wanted to give Gonzalo Pineda every possible opportunity to save his job because, quite frankly, you could have pulled the plug on this thing much earlier. This thing has been off the rails for a couple months now, so they could have done this much earlier. I do think they were trying to give him every opportunity to save his job, as I think they're really trying to give Rob Valentino now, the interim head coach, who's been a longtime assistant with this club. Garth mentioned it several times yesterday. They want to give Rob every opportunity now to be successful in this job and possibly even win the job full time.
Atlanta United is, whether you have them at 18 like Forbes has them or 15 or somewhere in that mix, and I think people need to understand that. I put it on social media yesterday, and people, especially the snobby European or international soccer fans, are all over me. This is a billion-dollar franchise.
Absolutely.
And there's not a lot of soccer clubs in the world that are valued at $1 billion. This is serious business. This is serious sports. This is an incredible fan base that has helped drive what's happening here, which is USA Soccer moving here, every World Cup game we could get except for the final. Like, there's a lot happening here. Atlanta United matters, and if you don't believe me, go look at the value of franchises in the world. We are up there, right? You know, when you say that we're right near, you know, AC Milan and you know, teams out of Germany and Spain and others, that's the real deal.
Big time. And that's
why. Can I ask a dumb question? How?
Sure.
Little old MLS Atlanta United.
Man,
we're not talking about Lionel Messi.
The man who owns the team has a lot to do with it because it's not just your payroll. It's not just the players you have. It's how much is your infrastructure worth? What's the value of that?
Right.
You know, they've built a beautiful training ground in Marietta.
Senator, last week, north of 50,000.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, you know, certainly, you know, that wasn't a thing before Atlanta United came into the scene of 50, 60, 70,000.
Yeah, but to catapult a little old Atlanta, Georgia MLS team in the likes of AC Milan, it doesn't add up for me. That's why I'm being dumb.
Sure.
I don't know that.
There are other MLS teams that are even valued above Atlanta United, just so you know.
Los Angeles,
Miami. LAFC, Miami, I think Toronto might be up there as well. A lot of it just has to do with value of the infrastructure, value of the stadium in which you play, and how much the owner actually owns that or monetizes that.
And you can put $70,000 in on your best night. Yeah, well, that's a lot
of people don't realize. Even the biggest clubs in Europe are playing in like 30,000-seat stadiums, with a few exceptions here or there. So you have a 70,000-seat stadium. You have merchandising. You have TV money coming in now from Apple to an extent that it had never really been coming in before.
Yeah, it's a great sign for MLS in general.
Yeah.
There are four teams in the top 20.
Yeah.
So that's
a really good question, Sandra. And I think also the American market has a lot to do with that, too, because it's the biggest business market in the world.
Are we about to?
I listen to David Beckham. I know what's going on in soccer. He told me how that he said it's the most profitable thing he's invested in.
Is
soccer.
American
MLS
soccer,
and
MLS.
Miami.
Yeah, he was just on that Smartless podcast. A lot of folks mentioned that. So are we about to lose our best player?
Almada or Giakoumakis?
Giakoumakis. Or one of our best players.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think.
So explain that to the great soccer fan, understand it.
Yeah.
To others, explain what's happening.
Okay, so in soccer, you have various points in the calendar called transfer windows, where you are allowed to essentially sell or, in American terms, kind of trade a player for cash to a team in another league around the world. There is a powerhouse team in Mexico, Cruz Azul. They actually came in here and played Atlanta United in the League's Cup last year. Very, very powerful team owned by a big cement company in Mexico. They've got a lot of money and a lot of aspirations. They're one of the big teams in Mexico. The Mexican transfer window opens on June 24th, so it will be possible now for a Mexican team to go anywhere else in the world and try to buy a player. Mm. Reportedly, And the reports are coming from very solid sources, Yorgos Giakoumakis has already personally negotiated a contract with Cruz Azul, which would give him a massive raise over what he's making now in Atlanta. So now it's up to Atlanta United and Cruz Azul to come to an agreement on the transfer. And Garth Lagerwey did confirm yesterday that there have been, in fact, he confirmed with Jason and I on a pregame show a couple weeks ago, that talks have been ongoing for a while. So it sounds like it's going to happen. The question is, are they going to make Yorgos not play before he can be transferred on June 24th? There are three Atlanta United matches before then. Would Cruz Azul step up and say, hey, wait, we're paying you guys for this asset. We don't want you to put him at risk.
Yeah, we don't need a torn Achilles in the next three
And here's
games.
The deal. If the numbers reported are accurate, Steak, Atlanta United bought Yorgos Giakoumakis for $4 million. They're reportedly about to sell him for $10 million. They've more than doubled their investment
so
in Giakoumakis.
So what does that mean for the fan? What do you do with that $10 million?
Which means now when the MLS summer transfer window opens in July, now you have $6 million that you did not have before to go out and sign a designated player. And I know this is confusing, too. MLS has a very strict salary cap, but there are three players called designated players who can pay him anything you want. That's Messi, okay? That's Almada. That's Giakoumakis. Now Atlanta United has created $6 million out of this sale that they can use to go buy a new Yorgos Giakoumakis. But they're going to have to wait until the MLS transfer window opens in July.
You think he's playing next three games or not?
I don't have a good feel for that.
I think
Cruz Azul definitely doesn't want him to. I think Atlanta United definitely was because Atlanta United's Atlanta United, they're desperate.
Is there any reason to think that we can't make a run now with this team under this new head, new coach, this new manager?
Really quick, because I hear the music. I think this is going to be really, really tough. When Valentino took over in 2021, he took over for a manager who ran his team into the ground. And all he had to do was kind of put Band-Aids on things and soothe things in the dressing room, and he got it to turn around quickly. This year's team did not quit on its coach. Its coach did not run him into the ground. I think there's maybe some deeper issues that Valentino is going to have to fix, and they're hoping the change of voice will do that for them. We'll see. I think it's going to be very, very tough. Something just feels
off.
Really off right now, and I can't put my finger on it.
All right, Mike Conti, the great voice of MLS and Atlanta United. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
When we come back, I don't think you're going to hear Michael Penix Jr.'s name around here for like a couple of years, and that's a good thing. I'll tell you about when we come back. Steak and Sandra Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.